So we're starting again with the problem we left off in the Rashba. That what's the status of the Bnei Malachim, right? Why is it that the Bnei Malachim? Why is it that we say that a miyut of people sleeping in the morning after Olos HaShachar is enough to call it Zman Shechiva? Right, so all you need is a miyut of people sleeping to be the Zman Shechiva. But yet the Bnei Malachim sleep until 9 o'clock, right? And still we don't call it Zman Shechiva until 9 o'clock. It's not in Yom and Laila, because it really is Yom at Elos. So even though it's Yom, as long as people are sleeping, we call it Zman Shechiva. So Bnei Malachim are sleeping until 9 o'clock. Why don't we call it Zman Shechiva? Right? So he says no, because Bnei Malachim are too small of a class. They're a miyuta de miyuta. That's why we disregard them in terms of Zman Shechiva. But then he says, but if that's the case, if they really are muta de miyuta, why do we say that it's Zman Kima until they get up? Right? Yeah. So that's where he gives his answer. Now what? Let's just see again. We're concerned with Yom. Now he's concerned with Yom, right? Really, it's because of Yom. It's really because of Yom that you're chayav to read in the morning. Even though it's taloy on the Zman Kima, but really it's because of Yom. So then, dina hu de nishvi kol Zman Kima. Afilu shel bnei malachim. Then for some reason it automatically makes perfect logical sense that as long as it's Zman Kima, even for the bnei malachim, you should be allowed to read. And also, what are the bnei malachim supposed to do? But the shel laila, now shel laila is nichnas b'shel yom. Even though it's totally on shechiva, kevan di yamamahu v'kulu inshi kvar kamu mishum mi'utu de b'nei malachim lo sharinan. So it's just he's saying it, but it's hard to understand either side, especially both together. So what do you say? You guys working on it? Okay, let's see. So Jonah's trying to say that where it fits, basically, where the activity fits in, and then a miyuta de miyuta, then even though it's a miyuta de miyuta, it will count. But where it doesn't fit in, then you need more. That's basically, I'm just obviously watering down, but that's basically the approach he's taking. All right, what do you guys say? Okay, so let's just think it over again. Let's just think over from the beginning now. So let's understand how he's understanding the idea of kima, right? Of kima. So he's saying now kima really is, now it's interesting, he's going into the tam of the mitzvah a little. He's saying it's true, the Torah says, b'shach b'chav kumecha, it's true, it says b'kumecha, but it's because of what? It's really bikumecha is really because of the day. It's really because of the day. If kumecha did not occur in the day, then it wouldn't be significant. So it really has to do with the day. It does have to do with the day. But it's totally on kumecha. So therefore, what? So what kind of a setup is that? It really has to do with the day, but it's totally on, but it was made totally on kumecha. What's he saying over there? Okay. Alright, so what are we talking about? Yeah, so it has to do with, so in other words, I think it really has to do with similar to the idea that we discussed in the Rambam, right? Remember that? In the Rambam? That really is a din of Yom. No, the idea is that the day should be qualified by Kabbalah Salam HaShemayim. Correct? The only thing is that it has to be, it's totally on the Gavra embracing the day. It's part of the person's starting his day. So it's true, it's Kima. But it's not Kima because there's anything special about Kima itself. It's not Kima as going from horizontal to vertical. It's not Kima as waking up. It's Kima as the Haskalah of Yom. Okay? So that's the Zman. What's the Zman of Kriyashma? It should be part of the Haskalah Yom. It should be part of the Seder of Tchilas Yom. Tchilas Yom is Kima. Okay? So as long as Kima is extant, that is the... Then your Maisa is a Maisa of Haskalah Yom. As long as Kima's extant is expressed in this Zman, you can still say, I'm in which part of the day? I'm still in the Seder Ayom of Haskalah Ayom. That's where I'm trying to get at this. But hold on. So now, how does that work? So now it goes like this. So how do you... So really, Kima is an activity. Right? Kima is an activity of greeting, of entering the day. Of the person entering the Yom. So now, what are the... So now, how does it work? So it goes like this. You have everybody is asleep. We have to start at the point that everybody's asleep. Okay? And then some people start to rise. Correct? And now the question is what? What's the question? The question is, how long can I say that the process of Adam engaging Yom exists? How long does that process exist? Okay? So now, how do we view the people who have not yet risen? Okay? In other words, so basically there's a process of Kima. There's an idea of entering the day. Right? When everybody is sleeping, it just exists in potential. When everybody's still sleeping, there's no expression of Kima. As people awaken, so now you have two categories. What do you have? What do you have? You have two classes. You have those who have, and those who what? Have not yet. You have the haves, and the have not yet. Right? It's always a big conflict between those groups. So... That's all you have. You have the haves, you have those who have already done it, and those who will do it. Okay? Those are the classes. Now, they're not really opposites. Those two are not opposites. You understand? It's one is just a remnant. In other words, when I look at the group who has already entered the day, I say, well, there still remains some who have not. Oh, there still are some who have not yet done it. Okay? But they're not opposite antithetical groups. You understand? It's like well, if I pour out something out of a cup, there's a couple of drips left. There's still it's just a shayora. It's a remnant. It's a remnant. Okay? But the remnant itself is really part of the group that already has engaged the day. They're just still in potential. They're still going towards it. They're still working towards what everybody has already achieved. Like the last guy who finishes the race. Right? He's in the same race as everybody else. The race is still on. As long as there are a couple of stragglers, the race is still on. Okay, at a certain point we say, listen, this guy's just not shy at all race. Obviously, comes in a week later, He wasn't really part of the race to begin with. But when you're dealing with a process that occurs over time, so we'll say the process is still continuing. The expression of the idea of embracing the day, or the expression of crossing the finish line, still is kayam. It still is kayam as long as there are those who are in the inyan and simply have not yet engaged. Okay? Because they're not opposites. They're not antithetical. It's just those who have already and those who will. Those aren't opposite things. They're not opposite qualities. Okay? But so that's what Kriyat Shema Shel Shachar is totally on. The existence of the phenomenon of Kima. And the existence of the process of Kima. So even the B'nai Malacha, Miyuta to Miyuta, will still keep it open. Still keep it open. Okay? But what about Kriyat Shema Shel Laila? What about Kriyat Shema Shel Laila? I don't understand what you want to say, so. No, I'm just kidding. But, I'm just kidding. But what? That when you want to know is it's Kriyat Shema Shel Laila, you want to know what? You want to know is it Zman Shchiva? That's what you want to know. You want to know is it time? Is it the time of sleep? Okay, now that's a state. Being asleep is a state. You understand? Being asleep is a state, and there's an opposite state of being asleep. That's being awake. Okay? So being awake and being asleep are opposites. You understand? Being awake, in terms of the state, they're opposites. So if I say like this, if I say, I need the quality of the state, I need the quality, in order to say that it is still the Zman of sleep, I need sleep as a quality to be expressed. Okay? But the name Malachim are miyuta de miyuta. What does miyuta de miyuta mean? It means they're not enough. They're not enough to express their own quality. So, in the face of everybody already being awake, a miyuta de miyuta will not express a shame of the opposite. But by kima, it's not a question of expressing an opposite shame. It's a question of, is the process still extant? You understand? That's what he's trying to explain. By kima and shchiva, they're two different questions. By kima, all I want to know is if the process that has begun is still ongoing. So I don't need a group that's large enough to define the quality on its own. I just need a group that's enough to be considered a remnant. No, I'm trying to define what is miyuta de miyuta here. Miyuta de miyuta means that they exist as a continuance. They exist as like a mashlim. Right? They exist as like a mashlim, as like a completion. But they don't exist enough on their own to express an independent opposite quality. You understand? So when it's Zman Shechiva, I want to know when I need Zman Shechiva, I need to say, I can say Kriyat Shema Shel Laila as long as the quality of Shechiva is being expressed independently. But there's a certain point where we say the Miyuta de Miyuta are still, where it's a Miyuta de Miyuta, we say, that's not enough. That's not enough. There has to be a certain sizable portion of the population to express the Shechiva, to say that in the population as a whole, Shechiva exists. These guys are just like pampered, like the Ramban says in the Milchamos. They just don't want to get up. They're just fighting it. It's not like a normal state. They're pampered babies, so they get this to lay in bed for a long time. But that's not normal. It's not really like a normal part of society. But in terms of kima, you can say that the process is still existing. And let's take out the editorializing. Let's just stick back with more halachic analysis. That miyuta de miyuta, what is miyuta de miyuta? Miyuta de miyuta means it's not its own, but it can be part of something else. That's what miyuta de miyuta means. A miyut is recognizable. A miyuta de miyuta means it's only part of something else. So in terms of extending the process of kima, even a miyuta de miyuta is enough. You understand? But in terms of expressing a quality, it's not enough. So by kima, all I really need to know is the process of engaging yom still extant, still ongoing? You understand? The idea of engaging yom already exists, even in the people who woke up. It's just that they already have, and these people have not. They're still in the same parsha. You understand? In terms of kima, the ones who have awoken and the ones who are still asleep are in the same parsha. You don't need the muta to muta to define the parsha. The parsha is there, engaging the day. You have people who have, and you have people who haven't. Okay? And one knows the process is still ongoing as long as there is a discrete entity that has not, I can say, it's not over. Kima is not over. But by Laila, I need to know, is the shame shchiva extant? Is the shame of sleep time extant? So a miyuta de miyuta is going to try to be expressing itself in the face of an opposite expression of a time of being awake. A miyuta de miyuta doesn't have that. A miyuta de miyuta doesn't do that. In other words, you could say, even if you can try to go back to the explanation, even if you'll say that Bnei Malachim are staying asleep for not a legitimate reason, if we could say such a thing, right? It would still be enough to express. It would still be enough for whatever reason, it would still be enough to say that the process is not over. But in terms of expressing the quality of Shechiva, It has to be a real thing. It has to be a true entity, not a muta de muta. That's what I think is what he's saying. That's why you have to bring in, because when he talks about day, he says it's really day, but it's toloy on kima. He doesn't say that by the shchiva, right? He doesn't say it's really laila, but it's toloy. Because that's not the same type of analysis. When he says it's really day, but it's toloy on kima, he means to say that the mitzvah is rising into the day. It's totally on the process of rising into the day, of coming into the day. But by Shechiva, he doesn't have to say that, because Shechiva is the quality of Zman Shechiva. It's a process. In other words, when is the Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Yom? It's not in the Zman of Yom, but it's part of an engagement of day. It's a part of your engaging day. Now, of course, engaging day means that it has to do with day, right? But it's not like a mitzvah shel yom. It's not like shofar and lulav. That it's a mitzvah shel yom. It's a mitzvah of relating to the day, like the chinuch says, when you greet the day with kavod shel malchus shamayim, then all of your day has that quality. You understand? That's what I think the Rashba is saying. I think that's what he means. He says, by the Shechiva, it's already nichnas into the yom, meaning it's an opposite quality. And it's trying to retain a shame in the face of an opposite. But kima is not an opposite. Going to be awake and having already woken are not opposites. They're just different steps in the same process. The person who rose already simply has completed the process that the one who hasn't risen yet will complete soon. They're not opposite qualities.
So that then you can say the Kriyat Shema Shel Laila.
Yeah, because that's still not a problem. Over there it's good. Over there it makes sense, because in terms of the process and the quality are in different frameworks. As in terms of Shechiva, you're right. Don't get me wrong over here, by the way. I'm not saying you need a robe. I'm still not saying you need a robe. I'm just saying you need a quality to be expressed. Okay. So I would just have to say that it's a sizable portion. It's not b'nei malachim. It's not a muta de muta who are rising. It's a true quality. It's a legitimate group of people that express the quality. He's saying though he has a funny. What's his funny answer in the middle? That when are they going to say Krishna? When are they going to say Krishna? So make them wake up. What are we going to do? The guy's going to say I'm too sleepy. The Torah has to work itself around me. I never heard that kind of a... Right? I think I saw someone say that B'nai Malachim is not talking about Jewish Malachim. Of course the Jewish Malachim have to get up early. But it's talking about the man in general. Shoshachar? But I still don't understand even that. So what about the last guy who wakes up? Isn't the Zman of Kima when the last guy wakes up? When the last of the B'nai Malachim wakes up? What kind of an answer is that? I mean, when are they waking up? You can't say they wake up at the end of the Zman. Then they're not going to be Yotze. So why don't I understand the second answer? Ain't a B'din to lo yikud B'nai Malachim Shoshacha? So then it becomes like a reductio ad absurdum. Right. In other words, when is the Zman of Kriya Shema? When the B'nai Malachim wake up? But in order for them to say Kriya Shema, they have to wake up a little earlier. Oh, then that becomes the time when the B'nai Malachim wake up. Before you know it, they're never going to go to sleep. But I don't understand Pshat. What does he mean by that? I don't understand. You wake up and you see if there's one guy still sleeping, you say Kriya Shema. If you're the last prince up, that's it. What can you do? I don't understand what he means. But what's he saying pshatwise? He's saying we have to allow, it's a different answer. He's saying B'nai Malachim, even though they're muta de muta, we have to allow, we have to recognize them, otherwise they wouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema. But Lamaisa, when is the Zman over? You gotta say it's over a little bit before, a little bit after they get up. That's what you have to say. Doesn't really mean when they get up, it means a little bit before they get up. What kind of sense does that make? That's like what they say by the Ani. When does the Ani say Kriya Shema? Right?
Maybe it's like that whole hour, so like during that hour.
During that hour.
Yeah, the time they
usually get up. Could be. It would be like if I would say, let's say it's after Shkia, right? And the sun is setting, right? So let's say it's getting dark, but there's a little bit of light still left in the sky, right? So I would say, has all the light been removed? Has the process of the light disappearing been completed? So I can say no. As long as there still is a little bit of light, I'll consider that the light is still being removed. I would say, but is it dark? I can say, yes, it's dark. That's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction to say this is considered dark because a tiny faint light doesn't contradict the shame of Choshech already. But has the process of the light being removed been completed? No, as long as it still is a recognizable entity of light, it's the process of removing light is not finished. You understand? It's a good analogy. You can say at the same time it's dark, but it's not. But all the light has not been removed. Oh, so now he's modifying. Yeah, so it comes out he's modifying his idea. He's modifying his idea a little now. He's saying that it's not connected to Yom as Yom. It's not connected to Yom, meaning to say in the sense that it's a mitzvah hayom. Like when we talk about mitzvah yom, but it's a mitzvah of directing yourself towards the day in a certain way. It's that your beginning of the day should be with Kabbalah Salam Ocho Shemayim. So without yom, you wouldn't have the mitzvah like this. But it's not structured on the shame of yom. It's structured on the shame of Hascholas Hayom, of beginning of the day. So that's why it's Taloy on Kima. Being Tolei on Kima is a way of making it a certain type of an action. In other words, let's put it this way. the Zman of a thing can qualify the type of action it is. Okay? Saying, by having Kriya Shema relegated to the Hascholas Hayom, it makes it a certain type of a thing. It makes it a boker activity. It makes it a getting up activity. It makes it a Hachonas Hayom. If it were able to be done any time during the day, then it would just strictly be the category of Kabbalah, of the idea of Kabbalah Salamu Choshamayim. But relegating it to the Zman of Hascholas Hayom, which is defined by Kima, it gives it a different quality. That's how we learned the Rambam. It's exactly the idea that we learned in the Rambam. That if a person would miss Kriya Shema in the right Zman, he would still get Schar. Reading it later, you get the Schar of Kabbalah Salamu Choshamayim, which is basically a schar of Talmud Torah, but he would not have the schar of the Yom anymore. He would not have the schar of the quality of Kriya Shema as being part of the fabric of your day. It would just be an activity that you performed by Yom, but it wouldn't be anymore setting up all of your activities to be qualified because the Haskalah qualifies everything that follows. Yeah. Okay. Did you get a chance to see the Rush? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Rush it's funny. He doesn't want to say Yom and Laila in the same way as the Rashba. But basically the Rush, just Lamaisa, the Rush, the Rashba, and the Ramban are all following in the footsteps of the Rif. Okay. Who learns the two Brises as not contradictory. That's the basic point over here. That they're learning both Brises not contradictory. Only in terms of bidyavid and l'chatchilas, but not in terms of the basic structure of the mitzvah. Okay, so there are a couple of points you have to work out, right? So the question that the Rush was dealing with is what? By the way, I think I made a mistake yesterday when I said that when he says pamim in the first brisa, pamim that you can read. Once before Olos HaShachar and once after Olos HaShachar. So I said before Olos HaShachar is not Bidyevet. But so the Rif says it is Bidyevet because really you should read right away. So the whole statement is Bidyevet. Even reading before Olos HaShachar is a Bidyevet according to the Rif. Because it says, Leolam, person shouldn't say Kriya Shema when he gets home. Right? So the lesson of Pamim is a Bidyevet in both of them, really. The Rashba doesn't express it that way, but the Rif does. Yeah.
What about the Kisa Biyom after Hanukkah?
Yeah, that's the problematic one. That's the second one is the problematic one, where it says that what? That you can read twice in a day, once before Hanukkah and once after Hanukkah. Right? Yeah, that's the one that creates a big problem. That's the one where the Rabbeinu Tam and the Baal HaMor conclude that you can't say Kriya Shema before Hanukkah. That's what we'll have to see. That's the second way to learn. That's the second way to learn the two brises, that they're arguing with each other in din, in actual halacha. Right. But that's not the way the Rif and the Ramban and the other Rishonim are learning. So one second. But what was the question that the Rush brought up? He says, why don't you say that you can read them both after Alos? Right, the first member. Why can't you say, since after Alos, Shachar is really still Laila, for Kriya Shema Shel Laila, and it's Yom for Kriya Shema Shel Yom, why didn't the Brisa say that you can read them both what? After Olos HaShachar? Right? Correct? Mashiach, right. So the Rush gives an interesting answer. So the Ramban has the same thing that in the Milchamos. That what? That even though it's Zman for either one, you're not allowed to do both. In other words, if a person was an Onus, and he found himself incapable of saying Kriya Shema all night until after Olos HaShachar, and he also has an urgent business trip to leave on, so he'd be allowed normally to say Kriya Shema Shel Boker early, he can't do both. He can't do both. Since he's going to say Kriya Shema Shel Laila before after Olos HaShachar, he can't in the same Zman say Kriya Shema Shel Yom.
The Rashba says he can do both.
The Rashba says he can do both. He never has a thing like that. He can't do both. The Ramban says it's midrabbono. It's not clear from the Rush. So what kind of a night? What is that? I mean, if it's totally on the Shas Kima and the Shas Shchiva, it's both. So what's the problem? Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, the Ramban says something similar to what Sprung is saying over here. At the bottom of the first page of the Mochamos, he tries to explain why we are Machshav the Miyat. Right? So he says, V'chein v'kach ikaron shel dvarim. Shezman kriyashma l'kayim mitzvah chacham mal chatzos v'im over alav chatzos laila b'shina. Okay, somewhere at night time. Okay, of a kore who ad shiyala amr shachar, of hilu chatchila, divade lailu, l'chol dover, mishol amr shachar, nasa yom l'chol dover. So when the night, when amr shachar, it's now it's day. V'yaval pikin, kevan de kosav rachmona, bishoch t'cho, v'lo kosav baboker ba'erev, hayi rabbi shimon, mishim rin kiva, shiyotzi yechavos, shalayla b'dievet, because there are people who are still sleeping. The apagav the miutahu, even though they are miut, kevan the afke rachmana beloshon yochid, mashma b'shachbucha didach. It's mashma when you're in your sleeping time. Kiddashin and parakayakori belechbucha didach.
What?
The individual. Hold on. The kevan the ika inchi deganu. See, but he's not going to go all the way to the individual, right? He's still not going all the way to the individual. He's saying since there are people who are asleep, the ihu nami lo kara adayin. Now he's trying to combine them. Since there are people asleep, in other words, if we really went with the individual, you wouldn't have to say since there are people asleep. Just say, you didn't sleep yet. But it's like a funny, it's a combination. He's saying, since there are people asleep, and you also didn't read, Adayin Motzi Kori Adonai Tuchama. I mean, he's not really explaining it. Mikan Ve'elach Leka Degoni. Now, after Hani Tuchama, nobody's sleeping. Aye, what about the B'nai Malachim? Ni'urim Heim B'mitasam Ve'enim Rotzim Lamod. Strange Rama. Because the B'nai Malachim, they're really awake. They're just laying in their beds.
Can you physically get up?
They just don't want to get up. So he's learning Ukumetha means actually getting out of bed. Einem rotzim lamod ashalosh shos. V'epshishlo omrukein ela kishibotol ba'onis. Fine. But what's his point? I think his point is what you're saying. And then at the end, he says also, at the very end, he says... What does he say? He shouldn't do both at the same time. He says, Pam Shtei Pam Achas Lifnei Omer Shachar V'Achas L'Achas Shal Omer Shachar. Yeah. Nope, not the right one. Hold on. I'll just find it. Hold on. He says it at the end. They should do both at the same time. Yeah, it's at the bottom. I don't know. So five lines up, five lines. Of all the ikar shenir li shelo hi tiru lo chachamim shi he kore kriyash mashal arvis bevas achas zu achas zu. Elim kein honat tachama bein tayim. O yala amir shachar. Vadavar hazeh yesh lo shachar. He also seems to be saying it's the Rabbanim, though. He's saying clearly it's the Rabbanim. But in other words, but it sounds like he's saying it like this. It sounds like he's saying that what, as long as it's legit, as long as there's a segment of the population that are still sleeping, that's expressed, so then it's b'shach b'cha. You have a right to associate your ma'isa with them. That's the heter. That's the way he seems to be working it out. That lashon yachid means you can create the shame of your ma'isa being a ma'isa of shechiva as long as there is an element that is extant. Midrashi you could, but he's saying midrabanan, once you covey yourself with this one group, you shouldn't be covey yourself with another group. Right? Okay.